Well, it's a pretty precarious existence in many respects. The definition of a slum is that you're without certain services, and what is typical for most of these places is that you're without water, without sanitation, without electricity, and above all, without any security of tenure. That means that you can be chucked out at any time, you can't get insurance for your house, you're not an official person very often, you don't have an address, and you have no ability to borrow on the value of your house and no incentive really to improve it. So all of this makes for a very difficult living. But having said that, one of the striking things about going to slums, which are indeed squalid really in many respects, and it makes it very hard for anyone who is used to living in a Western city to imagine what it would be like to live there. But it's very striking actually that many people in slums are really quite cheerful. And this is, in a sense, a tribute, I suppose, to the human spirit, that even in the face of considerable adversity, so many people get on with their lives, they're busy, they're making money, and they organize themselves in an extraordinarily impressive way. But you just leave with a sense of how much better everything would be for them if they weren't condemned to this kind of living. So although they do seem cheerful, life could be very much better for them.